There's a theory that the decision-making process for federal agency managers has become cumbersome, difficult, inefficient. Does that sound like your job? Effective governance remains elusive for a lot of federal managers. Mike Isman is the Vice President for Federal Agencies at Booz Allen Hamilton. He joins us now with some advice for federal managers. Mr. Isman, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. Well, thanks for having me.
So summarize, first of all, why you think it is that it is so difficult to make decisions and get the governance piece done for federal managers.
Well, I think it comes down to a couple of things. I think one is that, you know, obviously there's regulations over agencies as they try to make decisions around programs. And so, you know, from the budget process to where it is and, you know, how it takes 18 months to get from an idea to an actual program. And then, you've got the, governance that's over that from regulations that are from the outside. But I think the biggest issue is that agencies have put in place governance boards on top of governance boards and make good sort of local decisions about moving programs forward, but often that gets in the way of program managers being able to do their jobs. We've noticed that the agencies we've worked with have up to 20 governance boards that an individual program manager may need to work with, and they have to fill out over 100 or more documents in order to make a program successful. And that gets quite cumbersome and drives, you know, program managers to basically be checking the box and dealing with compliance more than they're dealing with actually moving their program forward.
So what are the ways that managers are able to move things along? I mean, how can they get around these layers of bureaucracy?
Well, I think there's been a couple of ways. One is, one of the things we've seen recently is OMB putting out their 25-point plan for IT reform. And one of the things they've been looking at is the need for more seasoned and professional program managers, which we applaud. But program managers in and of themselves have to know what data they need to be capturing off of their programs so they can predict the kinds of things these governance boards are going to be looking for. A couple of other things that we've seen agencies do that have been successful is integrating some of these processes and boards. You know, one of the biggest challenges that's been in the past has been gathering data and going through multiple data calls for, in many cases, the same data to different governing bodies, and it becomes cumbersome and time-consuming, and that integration of that data and the integration of the processes that are put in place can be helpful to program managers to be successful. Another thing that program managers need to be thinking about is understanding that the landscape within which they're working consistently and constantly is changing. Understanding how to manage and mitigate the risk that they face, and understanding that they really need to identify problems as they arise, because the one thing we've known that's been a truism for programs is issues that come up don't get better just by waiting on them and hoping that they get improved. And then the last thing I think that really makes sense is making sure that they have a champion executive. And this has been sort of maybe overused and trite in the past about having champions for programs. But it's really important for program managers to be successful to know that they have executives in their agency that can help them work through the decision-making process, help them be part of the solution as opposed to going to a governance board and feeling like it's a punitive situation as opposed to a supportive situation.
And I mean, it sounds like a great program manager is hobbled from the beginning, the way you describe it. If they have those 20 different boards and 100 pieces of paper, it's like a race car driver on the back of his car is chained to a fire hydrant. It doesn't really matter how fast he can go.
I think that's been the case for many programs, and a lot of the drivers that has driven OMB to put in their 25-point plan are the same drivers that we're thinking about with respect to next-generation governance and how you really need to, in an agency, drive towards three things. One is, you know, remember that these programs are put in place to enable the mission of an agency. And if program managers can consistently communicate how their programs are helping the agency drive their mission forward, then the red tape can be mitigated in some ways because people see the value proposition. The second is really looking for ways to drive agility in decision making. And this is one of the things that it's a big challenge. We've seen, you know, Richard Speier has just put a piece out for the Federal CIO Council around the needs to advance governance and how important that is. Fed News Radio, you guys did an article about a month ago quoting Susan Collins on some of the things that CIOs face and how they need to be positioned better. And one of the big things that she talked about were the challenges in governing IT projects. But that decision agility, the good news is that the tools are in place and the or are coming into place, and the data is more available now in order to drive towards what we're calling collaborative decision-driven governance as opposed to what used to be decision-gathering governance, where the whole idea of governance was getting the information. Now, with all the transparency of programs, the data is available, and now we're asking agencies to use that data in a more meaningful way and to provide governance bodies that are there to support the programs. We really applaud OMB for putting in the tech stack programs, but it still is a bit of the stick with respect to how programs are governed and are managed. And we're looking at how you can create that carrot and how you can drive towards more supportive decision making. And then the last thing is around risk mitigation and risk management. You know, one of the nice things about having, you know, more tools available is there are these risk identification tools. There are tools that are there to help you manage, and there's ways to gather data in new ways, unstructured data and data about programs that can actually show you what risks are coming and allow you to predict them in a more meaningful way.